this is a big deal. It's a big day for us around these parts. I mean, can you believe it? By the way, just want to thank everyone. Is it up top? Is that how you say it?
Just I've never right up heard top. Of up top.
Up top. Yeah, just like the first thing I'm going to do. Up top.
Off the top.
We're going to thank everybody off the top. It's going to be off the charts. thank you to everybody that likes, subscribes. I feel like so many people shared this last episode, What's Right. Thank you to everybody, Leadership Leaning. We love you. We've been together now as leaners for a very long time. I'm excited because today, if I can get my headphones right, today we have a big announcement. Today we're announcing a brand new book. This is my next book coming out this summer. Worried about everything because I pray about nothing. That's strong to very strong, I think. Here's the subtitle, How to Live with Peace and Purpose Instead of Stress and Burnout. We do understand that a lot of people have stress, anxiety, burnout, and I always think prayer gives us peace and purpose. So today we are doing the reveal of the book, and I have my trusty sidekick, my rib.
Oh, wow.
My BFF, my queen. Can we put in some applause here, Juan? I mean, rib. Just the crowds. Leaners, put your hands together wherever you are jogging or listening to this podcast.
Come
Julia
on
is on.
Here I am.
Live to you from Mulholland Drive in Bel Air.
This introduction is unbelievable. I am excited that we are announcing a book and not a baby. So that is why I'm here, is to celebrate.
We will never announce a baby again.
A new life that is not in my womb.
Yes.
I am so pumped about this.
Yes.
And
would you like to hold this? This is a different type of baby.
Okay, pass the baby. And we don't want anyone to look at my nails, but I am very, very proud of this cover.
I'm
looking at this and I'm like, I'm very proud.
You
of
holding up that
product.
Way makes me look at the back of the book, which I don't know. Have you seen the back
gosh,
of this?
He's so cute. It's I a, love you
it's
with
a
stash.
Stool. It's a stool photo.
I approved this photo.
You did.
I approve and deny
a lot of photos. I feel like yes, this is the
I
one
do,
you landed on.
Okay, we'll talk about the book and the content in a second. But yeah. I do love the cover. This is my favorite cover.
I think it's our favorite. It's my favorite. It's our best thus far.
Yeah, and I love the topic, and it is my favorite topic that you've written about. I guess I should say that my favorite book is the one about our daughter. But as far as topics and content,
right.
I love.
Well, I was just gonna say because this is like your powerhouse, prayer. From the time you were a kid.
So I'm a rib and a powerhouse. This is amazing.
Yes, well, this is exactly kind of yes. That's who you are. It's who you are. You started really praying. When you were how old? Like, you've been good at prayer. This is, to me, one of your greatest strengths in life is prayer. How old were you when you first started praying, like you that you can remember?
I have a vivid memory probably around Maverick's age, probably 5 or 6.
Wow.
In an evening service. I grew up where we went to church in the morning, but at night there was no kids' church, so we sat in the
right.
services. And I remember going down to the altar. That's a word.
Oh, there we go.
I went down to the front and I kneeled and I prayed. And it was my decision to go have a prayer time. Mm. And then I remember really like having a consistent prayer life in elementary school.
Wow.
And
wow.
I know. Yeah.
It's amazing.
I know, thinking about our kids now. And
right. It's like our desire for them to learn how to do this.
Yeah. Just
which I feel like they pray really well over food. I got to admit it.
Totally. And quick.
Quick. Well, I don't know. The 4-year-old, he does kind of.
He wants his moment.
Wander
he
in his
moment.
Food prayer. But
yeah,
I just think that's an amazing gift that your parents gave you. And I think, you know, this book has been written for people that don't know how to pray really or need to be reminded of the power of prayer. Because I do feel like we live in a culture that is just so stressed out. Right. We've experienced the last couple of years just crazy days and crazy times, some that we've never faced before. Mm-hmm. And there is a feeling, I think, in every field, in every industry, of burnout. You know, millions of people, we see it every month, kind of the update of how many millions of people quit their job.
Right.
They're exhausted. There's burnout. There's fatigue. There's stress. There's tons of anxiety.
Yeah.
And I always feel like the gift that you and I were given by our parents is the ability to pray. Mm-hmm. I think that people learn how to pray by doing it with someone.
Right.
Someone models it for you. So you kind of listen and go, oh, that's what I should say. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. And that's kind of what this book is for, is like to get, you know, people praying, because I do feel like without prayer, there's just an overwhelming sense of like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
The scripture that this whole book was birthed out of, Philippians 4, 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And I think that if we don't learn how to do that, our hearts and our minds are totally vulnerable to any lie and any temptation mm-hmm. that life can bring us. So I just feel like I get excited, because I feel like we can transition from that burnout and stress mm-hmm. into like you mentioned Georgia a moment ago. We've experienced peace in times when it's like we should have no peace.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know if you mentioned the title, but it says worried about everything because I pray about nothing, and it's not nothing. It's nothing.
Right. It's not nothing.
And I think everyone has experienced some sort of anxiety. I understand that there's different varying levels of anxiety.
Right.
But anxiety really is just fear of the unknown in the future. Mm. And once we identify what specifically we're fearful about. So is that failure? Is that, is that pain? Is that what that is that we can't control and we face it head on? Mm. I think that does diminish some of our anxiety. I think that's what prayer does, because it allows us to face and confront.
Right.
So I think that is, going back to Georgia, I think that is what we did, is that what was the inevitable? What was the
right
outcome that we were fearful of?
Right.
And really that was her passing away. And so we were able to, with prayer, face that head on.
Speaking of head on,
I can totally tell
that the drum kit, we are recording this live from Bel Air, like I said, at our pastor's gathering, which is happening today. And I think that the team will probably be telling them, please, to stop doing that just for a second, because it felt like the anxiety and the stress and the burnout was actually trying to invade for one moment the microphone and the frequency. So Juan, we gotta knock this off real fast here. But yeah, I totally agree with that, and I think that, you know, for all of us, like, we all are under pressure. Mm-hmm. There's financial pressure, there's relational pressure, there's all kinds of things that all of us are under. And I think that I'm only worried about the things I'm not praying about.
Yeah.
Everything that's covered in prayer, I feel good about. And years ago, there was a book that came out, Too Busy Not to Pray. Mm-hmm. And I think that title really resonated with me, is that I'm too busy. I got too many things going on. Think about your life. You're a parent, you're a pastor, you have a special needs daughter. You've got a lot of opportunities that come your way. You've got demands relationally. You've got employees. You've got a whole world that's going on. Everything that's painting your life, if you don't pray about it, it's like you're going to get overwhelmed. And I think prayer is, you know, we talk about in this book, but prayer is just simply a vehicle mm-hmm. that takes us to God mm-hmm. who has everything we need. Mm-hmm. So everything we need is found in Jesus. And so I get excited about people just learning how to get in the vehicle and then riding straight to, you know, the Bible calls it the throne room. But when you get into his presence, it's everything that I need is in his presence. So I'm very excited about the book. I'm very excited about, I feel like churches need to read this. I feel like groups need to go through it. It's small group curriculum, in my opinion. I get excited because on a macro scale, our country and our world does not have a shot without prayer.
Right.
You know, one of my favorite promises in all the Bible is in 2 Chronicles when God says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways. He says three things. He said, I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. Sorry, two things. I will forgive their sin. I was like, is there a third? I will hear, forgive, and heal. And that promise that we can stand on, that when I go to God, he's going to do these things. Mm-hmm. America needs this. I feel like the church at large, we need to be a praying people. Jesus obviously says, the church, my house, will be called a house of prayer. Mm-hmm. I talk about this in the beginning of the book, that the genesis of this whole book was from a trip to Bogota, Colombia. Mm-hmm. And just the power of prayer. So I believe in the power of a praying mother, yeah, the power of a praying wife, the power of a praying father, the power of a praying person. Yeah. And if you're single, you need to pray. If you're an entrepreneur, you need to pray. If you're inheriting a business, you need to pray. You need to pray. You know, no matter what stage of life you're in, mm-hmm, we all need to pray. I think the intimidating thing about prayer is most people didn't have the luxury like you. They just don't know how to do it.
Right.
No one likes to do something they're not good at.
Right.
So this book is hopefully just teaching you, like, we got to learn how to do this because it's a big gap if we don't. So,
wow, you are like inspiring me to pray right now. Should I pray for you?
Yeah, pray for what? I think you should pray. Pray. Can you just pray right now? Pray for our day. Pray for us. Pray for just pray, and then pray for the listeners that are leaning in right now. And
yeah,
and then here we go.
God, we just thank you. God, we thank you that we have access to you. God, we thank you. Even right now, anyone that's listening that doesn't know how to pray, that you would just reveal yourself to them, speak to them. God, I just thank you for anyone that's listening right now who is in need of a miracle, who's in need of perspective, who is in need of a revelation of your love. God, I just pray right now that you would speak to people. God, I just thank you, even for this book right now, that it's going to touch people, that it's going to inspire people. It's going to give people great instructions and insights on how to access a conversation with you. God, I just thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much. So awesome. So I want to encourage everybody out there. Get a copy, get on Amazon, get on Target, get on wherever books are sold.
Get on Target.
Get a group, buy it for. My whole running joke is that everyone has a cousin that needs Jesus. So buy a copy for you and a cousin, a coworker. Buy five copies, hand them out. I have a friend that has a box of books of a book he really believes in. He keeps in his trunk to hand out.
I just think
that is the coolest idea. Maybe get a box of these and be like, hey, are you stressed? Are you burnt out? You have anxiety? You got to read this. So
our trunk is filled with sports.
Baseball right and pickleball.
That's right.
But we love you, Leaners. Thank you so much. Thank you for getting involved with this. Here we go. It's new book time. Worried about everything because I pray about nothing. We're going to change it. Love you.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.